Neil LaBute's play, The Shape of Things, is a modern retelling of the fall of man. After a chance meeting in a museum, Evelyn, a sexy, aggressive artist, and Adam, a shy, insecure student, become embroiled in an intense affair. Before long, Adam, under Evelyn's steady influence, goes to unimaginable lengths to improve his appearance and character. His metamorphosis both impresses and perplexes his friends. This weekend and next, Albany Civic Theater presents The Shape of Things, directed by Aaron Hallberger and starring Ian LaChance as Adam and Laura Murphy as Evelyn. Ian is returning to ACT after his critically acclaimed turn as Hal in their 2011 production of Proof. The Shape of Things is Aaron's sixth directorial effort at ACT, including 2011's Proof and last season's The Farnsworth Invention. It's always a great pleasure when the folks from Albany Civic Theater joins us, and the actor and his director join us now. Ian and Aaron, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So let us begin with you, Aaron, as to how you came to this particular work. It's the second show in your season for Albany Civic Theater. What makes this work?
Well, I came across a show around 2001. I was doing another LaBute play called Bash, and this play was written in, I think, 99 or 2000. And I just was very taken with the story of it. And it's all of LaBute's plays are, somebody once described them to me as aggressive. You know, he doesn't pull any punches.
Right.
So I've been shopping it around for about 10 years, kind of hoping one of the local theaters would pick it up. And ACT finally, you know, said, yeah, I think we're ready to do this. So.
What is there about it that you have to be ready for, in the sense of the challenges that it brings to a production?
Well, it sort of unabashedly takes some shots at people's emotional ability to cope, which can be kind of surprising.
That doesn't
watch.
Happen every day.
Well, of course it happens. Of course it happens every day. But you know, a lot of people who go to the theater.
But
want
you don't have to pay
see,
for it, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I gotcha.
You don't choose to sit in an audience
right.
and watch it
and feel uncomfortable. I understand.
Right. So there is a real sense of uncomfortableness about this show. There are moments. There's one scene that takes place in a cafe that we've named the Awkward Cafe, because it's just one of those where people are just kind of revealing things about themselves, and it just gets oh man as it goes along. So so you know, it's not Neil Simon. It's not. It's not a big budget musical. It's going to make you kind of think about things in a way that you didn't before.
Ian, what brought you to this?
Aaron, mostly.
Jerry blames me.
Aaron, you know, Aaron is just one of those people. I don't know. We met, I don't know, years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe longer. I'm not sure. I really respect Aaron. I mean, as an actor, a director, just a theater person in the area. You know, I think he's really smart. He's savvy. He knows his audience. He can put a show together like nobody I've met. And I'm always interested in projects that Aaron is working on. So I came out to auditions, and I'd actually read the play before. I was familiar with the play before ACT picked it up, and it was a play that I'd always been interested in. You know, it's different. It's not like anything I've ever done before. So that's always interesting to me to do something that I haven't done before.
Tell us about the character of Adam.
Adam is, at the start of the play, a very shy, insecure, dweeb, dork sort of character. You know, he's got like all these bad habits. He bites his nails. He parts his hair in the middle. It's pretty bad. So then he meets Evelyn, and Evelyn, you know, slowly starts to make suggestions about, you know, how to improve his appearance. And eventually Adam finds himself gaining the self-confidence that he lacked at the beginning of the play.
And I like how you use suggestions.
Oh, suggestions, right. Yeah, suggestions.
Suggestions.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's a good word.
Other than like a mandate.
Right.
and and for you, what is the challenge bring? What is the challenge been of pulling that off?
Well, I mean,
there is a transformation.
There is a transformation, and that's always a challenge. I mean, there are indications in the script that the character loses about 25 pounds. Obviously, I'm not gaining 25 pounds every day and losing it by the end of the show. So it's been
I was shocking to learn he couldn't do.
And obviously, you know, your costumes help with that and things like that. But it's always a transformation, or I'm sorry, always a challenge making a transformation like that from the beginning to the end of the play. You know, there's changes in speech pattern. You know, he stutters at the start and he's not stuttering by the end. You know, it's doing those quick costume changes backstage. Those can be challenging, not artistically, but just practically, you know, things like that.
When you look at the show as a whole, Aaron, of thinking of Libyut's work, of how does this stand in comparison to some of his other plays?
Well, I think in comparison to some of his other works, it's almost a little bit on the tame side. You know, he has a definite reputation for being provocative, I think most people, if they're not familiar with theater or more familiar with film, might know his film In the Company of Men, which
right.
is, you know, pretty provocative film. So I think in some ways it's somewhat tame, but it still packs a pretty emotional wallop. So it's about kind of finding a path to build up to what the ultimate outcome of the story is, but still giving the audience a good ride to get there.
When it comes to a theater company, and you look at ACT, of does this fit into the audience in the sense of meaning that they obviously it's a cultivated audience that is a theater audience that will accept this perhaps different than I don't want to be derogatory in any term, but
sure.
You know, a different theater group that would
sure,
put on more
sure.
mainstream stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that ACT really has a history of doing newer and more challenging work. I mean,
yeah.
Back in the in the late 80s and early 90s, ACT was one of the first theaters to do Love, Valor, Compassion and Jeffrey, which were, you know, LGBT-focused plays that, you know, nobody else really was interested in doing around here. And I think that ACT has always sort of been willing to take that step. You know, and that ebbs and flows as economies ebb and flow. You know, sometimes you just have to watch your bottom line a little bit more. But, you know, the great thing about working at ACT is that they're not only willing to take a risk on a show like this, but they're willing to give us the freedom to put the show on in the way that we feel it deserves to be put on. You know, we didn't have you know, the language is a little strong, and some of the situations are certainly a little sexual. So, you know, but there was never you really shouldn't do that, or can you change this, or, I mean, they've just let us kind of do it as written, and I think that's something to be respected.
You want that purity, right? You want it to be, as you said, this is tame, but you don't want to tame it anymore.
Right,
it already
exactly,
is.
Exactly. I mean, the story works because it has that punch,
right.
You know. Otherwise, really, without the darker edges of this story, it's really just sort of a romantic comedy. and we had a little fun sort of, you know, playing on that idea that, you know, in early on, I kept telling them that, you know, they were Paul Rudd and Katherine Heigl. So go off and have fun. And then it slowly kind of progresses as it gets a little darker.
Well, Paul Rudd, how did that go?
it went well. It's, like Aaron said, it's definitely, it's certainly an aggressive play. It doesn't leave some emotional impact. I mean, if you're walking away with this with no feeling one way or the other, you must not have watched, because it really kind of punches you in the gut to a certain extent. I mean, by the end, and by the end, you're not really in love with anybody. You know, you're not saying, oh, well, this person's innocent. They were the victim. Like, that's not how it is. Everybody has their faults. Everybody has virtues, and it can be difficult to navigate.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things about the play is every character in the play makes choices that you, as an audience, know are, really? Mm. But they're justifiable choices within the context of what's happening.
Right.
So it does make for an interesting kind of feeling at the end of the play, like, wow, like those people made some mistakes, but they're not things that people wouldn't really truly do. In fact, they're things that people do all the time.
Yeah. Taken out of context, each little thing or choice that the characters make or decide to act are things that I could kind of pick out of my own life almost. And I think a lot of people could. When you put them all together, it becomes a very extreme version of that, which is why it's so sort of emotional at the end.
Right.
It's that build up.
Yeah, I don't have all these vices, just this one.
Yeah, right.
Thank God. This is what would happen if everything came together. And is it emotionally taxing at all? I mean, at the end, is it...
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The last scene is so emotionally charged. You know, there's a moment when the lights go down, I just kind of have to, not to be dramatic. I always hate saying stuff like this because I think it sounds so dramatic. But I have to take a breath. You know, I have to remember sort of that it's a show. I need to smile now. It's curtain call.
Because, you know, it just stirs you up. I mean, you're good at what you do. So it stirs you up and you come out and then... You leave, and then you're sort of stuck with it, right? And then you gotta, like, come down and get ready for the next.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always easy to kind of flip that switch back to reality. You know, I mean, I know when the play's over, I'm in reality, but there's still sort of that residual, you know, for a little bit at least.
10:30, 11 o'clock, you're done. What time before you can go to bed?
Well, I am a night owl, so I don't always go to bed right when I go home. But, I mean, if I had to go to bed as soon as possible, it'll probably be like a good hour.
Yeah, it takes a while to get down. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful production. I'm sure. I can't wait to see it. It's Neil Labute's The Shape of Things. It opened last weekend. It runs this weekend and next at the Albany Civic Theater. For ticket and showtime information, you can visit albanycivictheater.org, albanycivictheater.org, or give them a call, 518-462-1297. 518-462-1267. Ian and Aaron, I thank you very much for coming in this morning, and enjoy the rest of the run. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.